August 29, 1970 was the day Ruben Salazar died. There was a riot in East LA, and Salazar was hit in the head by a tear gas canister inside a nearby bar. The canister was fired by an LA County deputy. Sheriff Lee Baca says this was a decision that would not be made today.
To fire into a darkened bar, knowing there are people in there, knowing that this projectile is heavy and could take somebody out just like that, making that decision was tactically unwise.
Salazar's death caused a major public investigation, including a lawsuit the Salazar family filed against the county and sheriff's department. More than 40 years later, the LA County Sheriff's Office of Independent Review released 8 boxes of material from the investigation, including reels of audio and over 1,000 documents. I asked attorney Cynthia Hernandez why this information is coming out now.
You know, it's a really good question. I don't know why now, but I know that recently was the 40-year anniversary of the incident, and that might have prompted, further dialogue about the incident.
Steve Whitmore, spokesperson for Sheriff Lee Baca, said the release of the documents is a great step toward transparency in the sheriff's department. He said it's not easy to modernize all the information, especially the tapes that include witness interviews.
I'm asking you, I don't know. How do you take a 40-year-old tape, and what happens if the tape breaks inadvertently? What happens to the evidence then?
The Office of Independent Review now has a sign-up sheet to view the documents. It's just down the street from Laguna Park, off Atlantic and Whittier Boulevards, which was renamed Ruben F. Salazar Park. Whitney Blaine, Annenberg Radio News.